Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I have news.
Oh.
So, you know how we've talked about alcohol on the podcast before and what, like, celebs drink and, you know, your body processes stuff. So I experimented.
Oh.
We had work drinks on a scale night.
Where?
My house.
Oh, no way, you went to my house. And you went to me all stomping ground.
I don't want to get them in trouble, but we had booked a table, so the clinic finished up. We're still obviously working there, but we're not vaccinating people anymore. But the clinic finished up and we were to go to their outside area, but it was the day of the monsoon. So they let us sit just inside.
Oh, but that's a conservatory. So you're grand.
No, it was inside the conservatory. It was past, like, we were in the pub as a group.
Oh, you were in the pub.
No, we're all fully vaccinated. And there's no limit to fully vaccinated households meeting up now. So that's, I don't know. I don't want to get them in trouble. This is not the point. My point was, right, 6, 7, 8 gins? Don't know.
Oh, really? Right?
2 shots of tequila.
You?
Me?
What?
Fully able to function the next day. Fully able to function the next day. So the tequila, not a myth.
I know. Hello?
Yeah.
Look.
Look at your bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Now, like, don't condone it.
No.
Don't at me.
No.
If you try it and you're in bits, don't you fucking at me. I'm just letting you know I have tried it and it was fine.
Look at you.
I know. And I haven't drank in like a year and a half.
Mum on the move, huh?
Busy working mom.
Busy working mom.
And you are very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion podcast. My name is Jen.
And I am a plant mum, Carla.
She is living in the jungle. Her balcony looks very well.
I know. Now half of them have died. They fucking hate me. Worst week for them though.
I know. It was
Blasting sun, rainy. Blasting sun. But did you see my coconut?
No.
Look at my fucking coconut plant.
That's a whole coconut.
That's a coconut with a plant coming out of it, Jen.
Does a plant come out with coconut?
Apparently so. I did not know that this is a thing.
Jesus.
I tell you now.
Very good.
La Tropicala.
Mi casa es Tropicala.
Mi casa Tropica.
And me?
Not so much.
This is our weekly reminder that we are on Patreon. If you're on a handheld device and you can see the description, click on the word Patreon and you can see what you're missing out on for €6 a month. You get 4 extra episodes, which are just as long as these ones. Apparently, they're supposed to be shorter, but we always just go on tangents and get really hyper. Mm-hmm. And an extra episode with a special guest. So that's 5 extra episodes for €6 a month.
Per month.
Yeah, we're really relaxed over there.
Yeah, we really are. We had Claire on.
Yeah, Claire Baldwin.
Last week.
It was fun.
It was great.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was great.
Yeah, we've had an array. We have a catalogue.
We have a catalogue.
We have to do a collage and show people what we've had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a smoke screen or something. But then you'd be afraid of picking the wrong pick.
Yeah, and then get
a lot of men on.
So many men.
So we need to... Yeah. You get better with
our game, this week, last week we talked about Neighbours.
Neighbours.
Not the Australian soap.
Drama.
Actual Neighbours, people that live next door to you. This one, not so different, but a whole lot different in that we're talking about roommates. Because they're neighbours living in your gaff. Essentially.
They're strangers.
They
live with you.
Yeah.
Share amenities.
Yeah.
Yay.
You piss in the same pot.
Isn't that mad? So just also have to say, Neighbours, great show.
Never watched. Never.
Produced stars such as Holly Valance.
Kiss, kiss. I was only thinking about her song during the week. Sorry. Yeah.
She had that Down Boy song as well, which was very sexy.
She was hot. Hot. Very she hot. She
was spicy hot.
Yeah.
Kylie Minogue.
Jason Donovan.
Did Delta Goodrum come from there as well?
No idea.
Bored a try. Brian McFadden's ex-flame.
Oh no, I don't think so.
I think Delta did, no? I feel like they all did. They all sang.
A lot of Australian stars did come from him, in fairness. A lot of them did. She was like, oh Jesus, she was in Home and Away. Her neighbours, it was like the EastEnders and Coronation Street.
That was the other one, was Home and Away. Maybe Delta came from there. Dunno. Home and Away was the funkier one, wasn't it? Neighbours is more like classical.
It was more the Hollyoaks of Australia.
Yeah, it was. It's a very good description, Jen. Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. Well done, you.
I remember them wearing uniforms in Home and Away.
Yes, and I remember being like, I just want to move to Australia. Why are my parents so fucking uncool?
Yeah.
I want to wear them uniforms and go to that cool school.
I know that there's loads of people that watch Neighbours and Home and Away, but aren't they on during the day here?
Yes.
Very much a daytime.
I think like two o'clock in the day.
Weird. Not much justice for them.
No, I don't see.
When you're on next after Tip and Pint, not great.
Before Takeshi's Castle, though.
What's the other one? The Chase.
Oh, The Chase.
Ah, bless it.
Now we've got the Celeb Chase with Faye from Steps.
Oh, God. My dad goes mad. That fucking Chase on again. Now they have to chase Australia.
Oh, I'd say it's better.
It's not. No, it's not.
Okay, shut me down fairly quick.
It's weird. It's a weird atmosphere, isn't it? Oh. I think your man thinks he's gas, the host.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is he an ex-boy band member?
No idea. I've just watched that and I'm like, no.
Interesting, I'd like no more.
Don't stop giving me this.
I'm peppering you with questions about Australian TV as if you fucking watch TV number one.
No, I actually don't even own. Well, no, I do own a TV, but it's in Adams. Like, I don't even. I borrow the spare TV in the spare room when I want to watch Love Island, and that's about it.
Do you watch Love Island?
I haven't watched for the last two nights now.
Oh, don't. They're the worst nights.
Oh, God. I've seen a lot. I have a lot of catching up to do.
I was on my pod on paper. We discussed the whole thing. It's the worst.
I heard you were filming.
Yeah.
Right. So, have you had roommates to begin, first of all?
I have, but I've only ever lived with friends.
Okay, so not too bad.
I've never had a strange person living with me.
I can't. I've never.
Not a strange person. I think it's just, so what happened was, we basically did this episode and the amount of people that were like, I've no neighbour stories but I've loads of roommate stories, so please do one on roommates. And I was like, yeah, natural progression. Makes sense. So huge, massive, unbelievable response. Gonna be banging it out there, Phil, for quite a while. So I've only lived with friends, and living with friends can be difficult too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
You get to know them.
You get to know them more and you kind of figure out who is your people and who definitely isn't your people. But I've never had, like, again, like a random.
Yeah, where you've had to interview somebody and put an ad out. Yeah. That kind of thing. Or like student gigs kind of.
Yeah, that kind of gig. Yeah. And I've only ever lived with one bloke.
Okay.
And I'm living with him now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot about him. I was like, who?
You were like, who's
speaking of?
It's just this boy you've been keeping from me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've only ever done that. I will say, from looking at some people's stories, just
not a vibe.
Just not a vibe. When I worked in Lush when I was younger, like nearly 10 years ago now. Everyone that I worked with didn't, like, I think I was like the two of us that lived at home, maybe. Do you know what I mean? Like, everybody else lived out. So I ended up like being in their apartment so much and like meeting all their flatmates and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a whole different world.
Is it?
Yeah. It's really weird. Hmm. But I do think you age out. I do feel like some people age out of that process.
I imagine, and I'm only thinking, the only example that I know of is Caroline Kay, who moved to London to try our best at, and she's doing really well. But she moved out of Dublin, went over to London, auditioning for the West End and stuff like that. But she lives in one of these old Georgian houses, but all of the people in the house are all in the same, like, they're all theatre heads.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so like they're really artistic. She plays the piano and sings.
Yeah.
Other people are like actors and all this kind of stuff. Like they all seem to congregate in and watch telly and watch Christmas movies together.
Yeah.
And she puts them up on her story, and they all just seem cool. Really nice.
See, that's what I mean. I'm like, do you inherit a best friend?
We're in Dublin 15. We're inside the K.
The chopper. The chopper be out now.
Be out now. Be out now.
See, that's what I... You can be blessed. That's... You can be absolutely blessed. You can gain a best friend or you can gain a worst enemy. It just really depends. Or you can gain like a very fucking strange man in your attic. You just don't know what you're getting. It's a mixed bag.
That's the thing, yeah.
But I find it rich that me and you are talking about it when...
We've never experienced it, yeah.
Wouldn't be like us.
Yeah. That's why we get so many other people's opinions. Because it would be very fucking...
We'd be light.
It would be very boring with such a small demographic. Just, you know,
too fucking... It'd be light.
Yeah, it'd be very... Very empty.
Very empty, very
silent.
Silent in this house.
I'm going to go through the box.
Okay, well, there's a lot here. So let's see how we go.
So the first one here says, I'm 43. I'm a homeowner. Rented 2 rooms. Male is filthy. Hate the thought of him being here. I need rid. So that's the person who owns the house. Lodgers is another thing.
That's another thing. So when you are a landlady... Or a landlord. Mm-hmm. Imagine that. Trying to find someone. Because I flirted with the idea. Like, obviously before. Sorry, this is a disclaimer too. We're still in a housing crisis. It's not getting any better. No. Every day there's worse news. Follow good old Kieran from Crazy House Prices.
Follow Mary Lou MacDonald. She is some woman for fucking sticking it up for us though. Fairness.
For the L.
Like, they put a vote through last night to... keep the incentive to let investors come over here and buy houses up from underneath our noses.
Mm.
Sinn Féin and like a few independents were the only ones who didn't want that happening. But of course, the men that run this country, who will never be in our position, all voted yes. Let's get all the foreign investors in and lick their fucking arses. Yay! I would never incite violence, but I really want to.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I see it in you. Sinn Féin have voted down a good few social housing policies too. Now, it turns out a lot of them are because basically
it government work in the
are
end.
Providing fucking tenements all over again. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm not going to get political on this one.
No, but
I am.
But I do think it's worth mentioning. Yeah, I do think it's worth mentioning because, I mean, like we are the people who listen to this are the people voting in this country, and I just feel like we should really take a hard look. Everyone change.
Oh, do not vote Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil. No, don't. Absolutely not. Do not do that.
No.
Do not do that.
That's why I feel like it's worth mentioning.
No, absolutely fair.
Because
I was just...
actually, last week, and I will say it was after Love Island, there was a big interview with Mary Lou MacDonald, and she was talking about how much it pisses her off that the normal working man, like, is just being fucked over by the people who run this country, and she's not, like, people have voted for change and she's not getting a chance. Like, they voted her in, but she's not getting the fucking chance to do that. Like, it's just, it's so warped. Like, it's so fucking corrupt.
It's tough, Jim.
It's but it is infuriating. Like, look at you, you're renting now because you couldn't buy because of the situation. Like, it's infuriating for thousands of people in our situation. Like,
yeah, and that's what I was going to say. So we were flirting with the idea of buying somewhere smaller. This is obviously before things literally lost the wheel. This is when we fucking started looking around 2 bloody years ago about buying somewhere and then fucking off travelling and getting lodgers in while we were gone. But then it was always that kind of thing of like, how can you trust these people? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Especially if you're not the country, you know? So that was always like an ideal situation in the way that like we wanted to have somewhere, but then we also, you know.
Yeah.
That's my big thing. Like, I wanna have options. I like options, Jen. Yeah. I like options.
Not an unreasonable thing to want.
I'm just saying. So that's what I mean by that. I'm like, imagine being a landlady and getting the wrong people in and being like, okay.
Oh, right. And you've already done contracts up and stuff. Surely there has to be, you have to be like within your rights to have this clause in that if it's not working out, you can give them, like, there is a fucking cooling off period and you can just boot them. Because, like, I know a woman, I used to work with her, she was a locum in our place and she found love with a man down the country and she more so lives with him.
Mm.
But she works in Dublin. So now and again, like, this house that she rents out, well, lodges out, what's the phrase for it? I don't know. She rents rooms out and sometimes she would stay there during the week if it was handier for her, if she was working in Dublin 2 days in a row or whatever. Because she's a locum, she can be working anywhere on any given day. So, like, she has her main room and this house is from a past marriage. Like, you know, she has it from a past marriage. And she was talking about the lodgers before and, like, because sometimes she's not there for like 3 or 4 days during the week, they can almost like change shit without her. Like, no, like they'll take stuff out of the attic and put their own shit up in the attic and then pour her stuff out in the shed, or do you know what I mean? Like, just
really weird.
Yeah, making the house more so theirs. But I feel like when you're a lodger, you can't, like, if you rent somewhere, there's a certain amount, like, the amount of fucking furnished houses in this country that you rent out and you're not allowed to change is disgraceful. But when you're lodging, like, you're lodging in somebody else's,
like,
house,
you're living with the person,
I feel like you kind of have to expect your 2-year room and that's it. Do you know, like, you can't go moving furniture around in other rooms or putting your shit up in the attic unless if you pass it by the landlord and stuff like that. But that's what was happening while she wasn't there. And she was like, I just feel like, and this is absolutely nothing got to do with, like, I'm not trying to, you know what I mean, when I say what I'm about to say. Like, she was like, they're from a different country and there is a different vibe there with, you know, like, attitudes, and they don't really get me because she's Scottish. And she's really, like, you know, kind of fiery. She's like, fuck off. Like, that kind of, you know what I mean? She'd have a laugh or whatever. And
excellent,
she's like,
Scottish accent from you. Yeah. Incredible.
Right.
Wow. Right. Acting.
That's
acting. Acting.
Scottish. No, but she was like, it's just kind of like, I'd be kind of saying it as a laugh, like, yeah, you're getting a bit comfortable there, but trying to not be so serious, but, like, just plain faces.
Like, I don't get this, it.
Yeah, and it's just, it's really awkward, and there's nothing she can really do about it. And she's like, I fucking hate that they're there when I'm, she's like, I'd love to just get somebody more reliable in. That kind of thing, or people that won't be fucking with my shit.
Yeah.
Do you know, that kind of thing.
Jen, not everybody gets vibes. Not everybody understands vibes.
They don't understand vibes.
Vibes is not a currency yet.
It should be a currency.
Should
pass the vibe check.
Pass the vibe check. And apparently, unfortunately, these people have not.
It would be great to set up a questionnaire. You want
questionnaire.
A certain vibe. They need to pass these questions to pass the vibe.
Yeah. I'd ask random things. I'd be like, what? Like, not what you would like to watch. That sounds like a fucking poor Bumble question.
Mm.
But you'd ask something really weird.
But there are, like, there's trick things. I remember hearing it on a radio station before, and there was, like, this big, massive, multi-million dollar company, and there was a certain interviewer in it, and he was like, they could do, he has one fucking thing that he like, these people have to pass this. They could do the most amazing interview, or they could do the shittest interview, but it's one thing that he will let them pass on, and if they do it, he'll put them onto his, like, it's shortlist regardless. So he'll offer them a drink, or a coffee or whatever. They'll say yeah, usually out of politeness, and at the end of the interview, if they offer to bring it back into the kitchen, they go on the shortlist. And if they don't, if they just leave it on the table, fuck off. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's his little trick thing.
That's interesting.
Because it's a personal thing, and he's like, I don't want to work with somebody who's not even willing to, do you know what I mean? That kind of thing. So, but it's like, oh, that's a real vibe thing.
Yeah, but I also think that's a real controlling thing.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Like, I mean, you're in an interview. You're stressed out as it is.
Yeah.
Somebody offers you a drink. Sometimes, like, I'm socially awkward. I don't know what to do with that glass. My lipstick is now on it.
I know.
Like, this is embarrassing. Yeah. I don't want to walk out into a fucking room full of people.
But this is my point. I think, not my point. I think this is his point. Is that if somebody's relaxed enough in the interview to be like, ah, what's the story? Do you want me to put that back into the kitchen? If they're relaxed enough to do that, then he wants them working for him. But if they're too fucking uptight to even, like, look like at me. The glass afterwards, then he probably doesn't want you. You're probably a bit too uptight for him, Carla. Mm. So as to say.
Mm.
So I'm like, sauce.
Well, I don't want your shit jobs. It's fine. I have one. I have many. I have plenty of jobs. I don't need your one.
Just letting you know.
So I have one here. I once had a roommate who was riding her aunt's husband, who was like 20 in college, and he was 40 odd.
Oh, God.
He used to arrive after work in his business suit and all. I could hear them riding through the wall. She also had a boyfriend. Needless to say, I moved out shortly afterwards because he was so creepy.
Oh, no. Jesus.
Why would you be doing that? Why would you ride your aunt's boyfriend?
I don't know. My friend lived with a guy who kept asking her, did she need a shower every day? Do you need a shower?
Would that be like a, do you need the water on though?
Or like, do you need a time slot?
Oh.
That kind of thing. I don't know.
You can share her between it 8 is, well, and 8.05.
If she was creeped out by it, then it was obviously
it wasn't marching. In a good way, wasn't it? No, it clearly wasn't in the way that we're hoping. No. Me and you, they're defending fucking random men.
Yeah, no, true, yeah. We see the context in the box. It can be tricky at times, you know.
You have to pass the vibe check.
Needs to. Lived with a girl who let the guy I was seeing shag someone in my bed.
Oh, nice.
She then moved out and didn't tell me and took my pots and iron, etc. with her. Fucking Jesus.
Give me back my iron.
Like, I live with a girl who let the guy I was seeing shag someone in my bed.
Oh, sorry, what? I thought she let her friend do that. And I was like, oh, it's not nice, is it? But just change the sheets and get over it. Sorry, so like, the guy she was seeing comes back with a new bird.
Yeah.
Sorry, give me a minute to... What?
Yeah. She moved out and didn't tell me and then took her pots and her iron and stuff like that.
Imagine. I'd be like, imagine you find out and be like, who else knows about this? Oh, your roommate.
I feel like this lady or this girl who let the guy in might have been a landlady, because like, if she just lodged in the house,
but then she took the pots and pans and
yeah, that's what I mean. So she's a landlady, like.
No.
She.
Does it say I'm the landlady?
No, it's her friend. Lived with a girl who let the guy. Oh,
yeah.
Lived with a girl.
Yeah.
Oh, lived with.
Okay. That's like me living with fucking Jessica.
Okay.
Yeah. And the guy I'm seeing at the time bringing a bird back to my gaff and I'm not there, and Jessica lets him in like, oh, how are you?
Yeah, why would you let him
Paul,
in?
Paul, do you know what I mean?
Like, okay, yeah, all right.
Oh, you've got a bird there. Oh, shagging in Carla's bed. Yeah, sounds good.
Right.
Do you know?
The next box here just says, oh, I can't wait for this.
I mean,
it's already juicy. Like, you know.
Was that a good story? Mm-hmm. Boy, do I have a story for you.
Oh, I love it.
I don't, because I'm like, where is this going to go? Toilet was separate to the bathroom and you had to touch 3 handles before reaching the sink. Gross. This girl me and my partner lived with bled everywhere. She was a primary school teacher, not in Ireland. Don't worry, your kids are safe. And not just once a month, more like 3 weeks on, 1 week off. It was on the walls, the toilet seat, the door handles, the sink, the floor. Not just tiny droplets or splatters. It would be large amounts and smudged. Oh God. We said it to her many times and it didn't get any better. She also had her boyfriend over a couple of times who vomited all over the house and pissed everywhere. What? Not only that, but after he had done that, they had loud, disgusting, vomity, pissy blood sex. Like dogs in heat. Safe to say we didn't last very long in the house and I cleaned the place with bleach numerous times a day. A housemate did move out because of her, reasons being she used his bar of soap to wash her face after he had just washed his balls. He used his razor for her private areas and left her period cup on the kitchen bench. Thankfully, those things didn't happen to us. That was 2 years ago, and I still fear for the kids that she teaches. Sorry for the long message, but thought this one might top it for you. I'm traumatised still.
I'm traumatised after listening to that.
What the fuck is...
There's just something about, like... Oh, I don't know.
Just got a little tick.
It's just when you're living in a commune and it's like, listen, hygiene in the first place, because I kind of don't want to. I know the way that like some women are like, yeah, it's my period, I'm a fucking, I don't give a fuck, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
That kind of thing. But when you're living communally and just hygiene in general, like there's a lot of bacteria.
But if I bled from my arm, I still wouldn't leave blood everywhere. It just wouldn't be a thing. If I bled from my bloody tummy or, do you know what I mean, like my leg, it's still.
Yeah, but like the courtesy of fucking cleaning up after yourself, it reminds me of the One Night Stand episode.
Oh, God, where
your man's colostomy bag leaked, and fair enough, just but he just didn't clean it up.
Like. Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm like, that's absolutely fine. You've your period, that's good, girl. That's absolutely not an issue. Why are you leaving blood everywhere?
Yeah, that's not good. And like, then his vomit and piss. Like, what the fuck?
What's going on? Why did they have a weird... Like, why were both of them good with all that kind of stuff?
Oh, I fucking hope none of you are eating your lunch or your dinner listening to this.
Yeah, maybe not. I think people will know, though.
I'm going to put a disclaimer in the...
Please do. Yeah. Well, I'm promoting it, I will too.
Never lived out of the house, but Jesus, do parents count as roommates? They're absolute melts. Ah, no, I love them. Listen, hon, I get you.
They do.
I fucking... Failure. Family can sometimes be worse.
It's just, do you know what it is, right?
Mm.
Like, I've almost nearly forgot what it's like to live with Ray. I love him. I love him so much. But oh my God, he just doesn't think before he do. Do you know? He don't think before he do.
Yeah.
This man, not a bother to him, will come into fresh white carpet with chock-a-block mucky shoes.
Yeah.
And not a fuck given about it, you get me?
Mm.
Like, he was hanging, we got new blinds, and he was hanging all of these, like, oyster-coloured blinds with, like, black, you know, that kind of, you know, soot. I don't know where the fuck he found the soot from.
It was on his hands anyway.
But it was on his hands, and it's like, and then my sister ended up having a row with him over it, because she was like, why would you, why are you, now there's paw prints all over the blind. Do you get me? Stuff like that. And I didn't, I totally forgot about it until my hammock, my good hammock out there.
Yeah.
He came over, fell out of the hammock.
Hooray.
Oh, God bless him. But finally, when he did, Tom had to like help him into it. And finally, when he did get in, big mucky boots all over my fucking cream hammock.
Oh, stop.
There's bloody marks all over it now. And I was like, I forgot how annoying it is to live with you. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Do you, it's more so like, and look, two mothers living together will never work. It's like,
no.
Especially when it's a mother, grandmother situation, because like, fair enough, my mom looks after Bobby and she does have like, you know, she would like things a certain way, especially when she is to mind him. It'd be different if she didn't mind him. I'd be like, fuck off, ma, he's my child, you know what I mean? But she looks after him, so she likes things a certain way, and she likes to know what clothes he has and what many nappies he has and how many wipes he has and all that kind of stuff.
She likes to count.
She likes to count. She likes to stock take. But he's, it's like, I'll be in the middle of going, I'll be walking through the kitchen to go to do a thing, and then she'll tell me while I'm halfway, do that thing, and I'm like, oh my God. Sure, I was on my way. You're not giving me a fuck. Sheila is the type of person who will.
Hey, Sheila, chic.
She likes to. No, she likes to be organised, but she'll say it before you get a chance to do it, and then she'll take that as, oh, well, I told her to do that. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, no, I was on my way to do it. I was just wasn't fucking declaring it to the room. And now it's like. It's
power play.
Sometimes. No,
typical
it's not,
power
it's not that it's power play. I think she does this subconscious. Like, she doesn't realise that how much it pisses me off because like I don't know what it is. It's just I feel
let
like
it out, Jen. Let
I feel
it
like
out.
She thinks that I'm not responsible enough to look after my own child, because when I'm just as I'm about to do something for him, she'll tell me to do that thing. So everything that I do for Bobby, she thinks she is she's made me do that, or she has suggested that I do that, and I'm like, I was literally on my way to fucking do it. You don't need to tell me to do these things. I know how to look after my son. Do you know that kind of thing? And it just, it does me fucking head in. But no matter how many times it's just like, yes, Sheila, I'm going to do that. She doesn't pick up on like
the tone.
The tone. But as well, I don't like conflict, and I don't like, want to make her feel bad either. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know. Maybe I have to have a boundaries conversation.
You need to communicate.
It's like, yeah.
You know what I'm going to tell you. You need to communicate. You need to communicate,
girl.
But
you'll do that, and then it'll go back to the way it was, because she's just set in her ways.
And then you need to re-communicate, girl.
Older fucking generation. Oh, it's just sometimes it's not worth it. I'm just like, oh.
You're preempting results.
But I think it's more irritating when you're actively trying to move out of your parents' house and it's not happening, and it's out of your control. Living with them pisses you off more then.
Yeah.
Like, different if you had made the decision and this is your situation now and you know you're in it for the long haul and you've absolutely no intention of moving out, then it's like you just kind of accept. I think your mind frame does change.
Yeah.
But when you're actively trying to get out, everything is 100 times more irritating.
It's tough.
It's so fucking annoying.
I get you, girl.
But I'm sure they feel like that about me as well.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah. I just think it's different because they had you in the gap. Like, they brought you into the world. They knew what they were doing by having you, kind of thing.
They have that kind of love that.
So they're kind of like, it's annoying, but also.
She's my child.
Used to it.
Mm.
You know, whether it's when you kind of. Again, adults, more than three adults living in a house, I don't think works.
Work, no.
Housemate story. I lived in a student accommodation my first year in college. There was one housemate who none of us ever saw in person. We wondered, was he real at all?
What?
Went the whole year without anyone in the house seeing or speaking to him. There was 8 of us. On the last day before we had to move out, he finally decided to be social, threw a huge gaff party and wrecked the gaff. Almost caused all of us to lose our deposit, but we made sure the management knew it was all on him. What the fuck?
Was his name Anto?
Ghost man.
Because I remember when my friend first got with our fella, none of us had met him.
Oh.
And it was like they were together months.
And you're like, do you have a boyfriend, do you?
We called him, we started calling him Fanto.
Oh, Fanto.
Because I was like, yeah, Sonia, yeah, you're with Anto, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Fanto, is it?
Yeah. Oh, where's he from? He was holidays, was it?
He was a phantom. Like, he was a phantom.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, so he was a Fanto.
Was that Fanto?
Well, I mean, he wasn't around for a year. He didn't know. Eventually showed up, same as Anto.
Did he even?
I don't
know,
you have a kid now.
Okay, so he's really real.
He's definitely real. Oh, stop. This is a two-parter. Housemates in college super glued next to all of the contents of my room together because they were jealous that I had managed to get myself a boyfriend circa 2012.
What?
Oh, glued all your shit together.
Do they admit that it was because they were fuming that you had a fella?
I presume. I mean, I wouldn't be that confident writing into the box unless it'd be a damn well sure nail.
Some people might be, Jen.
Oh my god.
That super glued your shit. How petty.
I mean, it was in 2012 and there's laughing, crying face emojis, so I think she's over it.
Was 2012 a bad time for getting guys, or?
I don't think so. I don't know. Housemates in college.
Hmm. Weird.
I don't know.
Anyway, super glue. Hmm. I liked it. I once lived in a house in Limerick with a girl, a fella, and occasionally his very, very loud Italian girlfriend. I was the only one that cleaned the house properly. They would quote unquote tidy when it was their turn. Every week without fail, the night before was my day to clean, he would trim slash shave his pubes in our shared shower and not clean up.
Ugh.
So like on purpose, clearly.
Oh god.
Because if he's all took it in turns to clean.
Yeah, he'd know the route.
And he's like, right, well, up to good hell.
That's fucking disgusting.
Disgusting.
Disgusting. I will never fucking one of you.
That was, I will say, trigger warning, this episode will probably be quite gross.
I'm starving, but now, well, I was starving. I don't fucks with that. That's just like, there's something venomous about that.
That's what I mean. It's like on purpose. I would have been like, cool, do you mind taking your pubes somewhere else, you little freak?
I wouldn't have. Maybe with a rubber glove, collected them and posted them into his fucking, like, whatever.
Yeah. Could have done that, actually.
Could have done that.
I would have just been like, I would have waited until everybody was in the sitting room and I would have been like,
get your pubes.
Yeah, I would have been like, again, we'll go with Paul. Paul, do you mind just cleaning your pubic hair out of the shower basin?
I'm just
not going to clean that one, man. I'm just not going to do that one, man. Okay?
I'm not taking
that one for the team, man, okay? You tried to make me do it three times now this month. It's not happening.
It's bad enough when it's your own fella. Imagine a fucking room.
Oh, it's fucking disgusting always.
Yeah.
It's never nice.
Don't fucks with it. Living with landlord and he wanted to split a €4 receipt for cleaning products.
Nice.
Mm. There you go.
Start as you mean to go on.
This is it. €1 each. Bargain.
Bargain. Absolute bargain.
Absolute bargain.
I used to live in Boston and lived with three American lads. Two sound and one nuts. Charlie. There are so many mental stories about Charlie, but I was once walking home from the train after work and stopped at the shop at the top of our street on my way home. As I left the shop, I saw Charlie walking by in his work attire, slacks, jumper, shirt, and a full Mexican wrestling mask. It was winter and cold, but I feel the mask was nothing to do with the cold. When I got home, he was in the kitchen cooking in his boxers and the Mexican wrestling mask. And casual as anything, he was just like, hey, what's up? I genuinely used to lock my door at night because I was afraid I'd wake up one morning to find him in my room staring at me wearing my underwear.
Odd.
Yeah. With people like that, do you think they're like doing it for a reaction, or because like if I had it, I think that
I find it
like,
hilarious.
Yeah, I'd be like, cool man, what's going on?
Like, what's I'd be like,
I don't think I'd run from that. I think I'd walk into it.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be like, cool, what's explain.
I could just see myself going,
yeah,
like coming in and going,
yeah. I'd be like, oh,
what's with the
Charlie,
fill me in.
Doing good, man.
Story time?
What's going on though?
Story time? Question
mark? Story time? Question mark? Unless he was just a strange...
Yeah, oh well, I suppose, yeah. Again, the context, we need to know the backstory.
Yeah.
If he had weird behaviour before that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to a quick break and then we're going to come back and go through the rest of your DMs.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore.
Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Bit of a follow on from earlier on. Somebody just said, lads leaving hair in the shower.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, we do it too, but I don't like it.
Yeah. Now, I feel like if we shave our legs, it's kind of like it goes down the drain fairly. Yeah, because yeah. we rinse our hair after that. Fair enough. Like when you need to do the big clean and you need to dissolve all the hair in the drain because you lose like mm-hmm. how much when you're washing your hair, but like the pubes, the dry pubes in a dry shower tray, don't fuck with it.
No, it's something that
it's not for me.
It's not a thing I want to acknowledge.
No.
Housemaid horror. I've had a few, but the worst one, washed herself once every 2 to 3 months. She would just put on more fake tan, makeup and a shitload of perfume on herself. She'd leave mugs and bowls that eventually had stuff growing in them. She was late with rent and then lost her job and just stopped paying rent altogether. Had to turn the Wi-Fi off. It was the only way to get her out of the room. The landlord... God. The landlord had to repaint the walls and put a new carpet down after hers. There was makeup and fake tan all over the place. I still feel like an idiot that I put up with her for so long, but she had health issues and played the sob story and I fell for it. I had to be a right bitch towards the end, but she was taking complete advantage. I have plenty of other stories, but I think that's enough for one day.
I was about to say when she said she only washes herself so often and then covers it up, I was like, that sounds like a mental health thing. But like, if there's one thing I fucking hate, and I've been screwed by it so many times, and you know, because I've told you about the very recent one, mm-hmm. getting manipulated by people that have physical and yeah. mental disabilities, like it's not cool.
No, and look, it's kind of part of it's hand in hand with the illness itself, do you know, in that kind of way where they don't like actually, but you also have to take care of you. There has to be a cut off point, do you know what I mean, where you're kind of like, okay, well, we've been doing this for a year now and I don't want to have to continue to put up with this. But clever trick with the Wi-Fi.
Very clever.
Sounds like something a parent would do. Yeah, cats are good.
Somebody here said, and I disagree, it's so hard to live with people. Family / partner is okay, but anyone else is very hard. I would disagree about family and friends, to be honest.
Yeah. I think...
And I'm more tolerable, but it's kind of because you have to.
I was going to say, you could get like... There is people that I know that live with people and they're like best mates now because they just turned out to be...
The same
kind of people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's not... It's not total lost cause, do you know?
Yeah.
Totally lost. Random one for the housemates. We're sharing a house with three lads. One was my cousin. I was in school with the other and I didn't know, but the lads did. Oh, sorry, I got that. Anyway, one night we all had friends over. Mine were in the sitting room and his were in the kitchen. The lad I didn't know full on freaked out because someone ate his ham that he broke in the fridge. That he broke in the fridge? I don't know what that means.
That he bought, probably.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, okay. He did a lot of other weird shite, always locked his room, which is fair enough, but one day he freaked out so much that he left and asked my cousin to pack up his stuff. It was very weird because loads of my stuff, like shampoo, conditioner, and clothes, were in his room.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, we have a sniffer.
Happy to say, I never saw the weirdo again. Mm. Jesus. Yeah. What would you... I think if I caught someone with like my bits, I'd ask them about it. I think I'd have to know.
Yeah, like,
do you know, I couldn't just let them. I wouldn't just be like, oh God, that's so embarrassing. No, I'd literally be like, hiya, Paul, I'm in your room. And so is quite an enormous amount of my laundry. So concerning amount. Can we just have a chat about that?
Yeah.
Do you know?
I'd be like, patronizing me. I'm just curious.
Yeah, like, I'd be like, I'd just like to know. Yeah. What is it about?
Just be honest.
Yeah, do you know, like, do you like me?
Have a drink. Get real honest.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to make us a drink. We need to talk about this. We need to talk about this tension.
Okay, so caught a college housemate eating the house's shared Nutella with her finger.
Never have shared. Like, there's some things that you just can't share.
But spreads are fairly shareable.
I don't.
Butter. Nutella. Yeah. You know, Nutella, marmalade, jam.
Yeah.
You know, condiments. It's kind of fine.
Like, if you do, just let me know so I know to not.
Yeah, don't be putting it. I think you'd see the finger marks, no?
Like, you might not, like...
But if somebody was taking it out with a knife, like, that looks different. That pattern looks different. Anyway, they have a second part here. Stingy housemate wouldn't buy a roll of bin bags without splitting it five ways. Again, that's a bargain for you, mate.
Bargain.
It's a bargain.
Absolute bargain. No, it's the worst, though. I feel like then you have to have house kitties. But then do you trust people to with your fiver, do you know?
You'd need a good... You need to nominate a good, responsible person to be treasurer of the gaff.
Yeah.
But I do think communal stuff that needs to be replaced, is that is a good idea.
Yeah.
But if you could put it into an account, like a revenue account.
That's what I mean, so I can see.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I can see what was going on there. But then it just said spar, so you could be off buying lollipops and I wouldn't know. I wouldn't begrudge you a lollipop.
Would you? business teacher hated my guts, always at me for nothing. Walk into my sister's house one day after school and there she was eating her dinner. She moved out quite quickly when she copped. So hold on a second. Teacher hated my guts, always at me for nothing. Walk into my sister's house one day after.
It's a sister's roommate.
The sister. Okay.
A housemate.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Moved out quite quickly. Okay, I thought you were having a fling. Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
Some fucks with his sister.
There you go. This is a good one. This is a good one. As if like, I'm going to tell you this one's good. I've lived in so many places, had so many housemates, and dear God, does it humble and shape you as a person. I lived with one particularly bad girl before Galway. She was your typical, very spoilt only child. I didn't think she had any awareness that other people existed in the world. Horribly messy, never cleaned the apartment, would leave long black hairs all over the bathroom. She'd regularly leave the apartment and leave the door ajar. No, not just unlocked. One of us would then come back and close it, and she'd hound us to meet her with the keys. Oh shit, the fucking door to the actual gaff.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is a weekly occurrence. She'd come back with her boyfriend to the apartment at 2 a.m. and have a full on shower. She'd throw on the hairdryer, blow dry her hair, all while shouting over the noise of the dryer to fill the boyfriend in on her no doubt chaotic day. She was in her early 20s-ish at the time and her mum did a full food shop for her every week, none of which she ever ate, but she told the poor mum that she didn't need the food. We'd have a press that would have 6 bags of apples, 6 sliced pans, etc., all piled on top of each other at different levels of mouldiness. Oh. Myself and the other housemate just started eating the food as she got it so it wouldn't go to waste and she didn't even notice. Definition of a massive Mayfainer, which shook me to the core as a very middle child with a chip on my shoulder. You're like, I don't get this treatment.
Yeah. Fuck you. I'm going to take advantage of your advantages. Sorry if you can hear my phone vibrating. There's one girl just keeps liking every single photo on my Instagram.
Oh. Do you ever get that one? And you're like, how did you find me?
Yeah.
Where did you come from?
You're just having a deep dive there.
Yeah, you're just going right in.
You're 52 weeks back.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're unapologetic, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I appreciate it. My housemate used to, quote-unquote, borrow our knickers that were drying on the radiators. Again, like earlier on. Considerable amount of my laundry
in your room. Can we have a chat about that?
The next one here. My boyfriend of 3 years was my housemate in college. Broke his arm one night, drunk, looking for me. Okay. Your boyfriend of 3 years was my housemate in college. So they were housemates, but they were together. And he broke his arm one night, drunk.
Oh, maybe they got together after being put in a...
Yeah. They can be good, find love.
I was about to say, imagine if you fancied your...
Oh, the sexual tension.
That's what I mean.
With a sexual tension cut.
You couldn't wait to get home.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? Shall we watch? Oh, will we share a couch?
That's like a role play.
Yeah, that's like a role
play. Let's pretend we're roommates.
Literally. Let's pretend we're roommates. I would love that. Said so much on this. Lived with a compulsive liar when I was 20 in California, an English girl. I was going on Erasmus with her, found her online. Told her she was a countess, descendant of some German count, granddad or daughter or something. Told us how she was going to show us the whole LA experience, and this was peak Laguna Beach times. Turned out she was a compulsive liar. She said she was going to FIDM, yes, like Lauren Conrad. Never seemed to go to college. Told us she'd bring us to the Playboy Mansion and paraded out in lingerie one day and came back in the next day, but who knows where she was. We parade into our room but slipped in and out of hers and her bathroom. We ran out of toilet paper one day and had been complaining of a smell from AC to management company. So we went into her bathroom to grab toilet paper. Her whole room and bathroom was filled with her clothes, bags, takeaway, even the bath. Like, she couldn't have been showering. Her dog had shit on the carpet for multiple times and not cleaned up. Plates covered in food, no sheets on the bed, no toilet paper. We figured out her perfect image she wanted to project. She wasn't 20, but she'd already had lipo and lived on the worst food. Wouldn't align with being the person that, you know, shits. So she would only buy kitchen roll. Her lies were endless, and in the end, when I moved out, she phoned me on my way to the airport. I'd accidentally left the cash I'd spent weeks gathering selling my stuff. She called to tell me, and every day told me she'd send it to me via Western Union. I had friends to call to collect. She just wouldn't answer the door. Full fucking dickhead. Needless to say, we lost our massive security deposit.
Oh my god. That sounds like serious. Like, she sounds like a hoarder.
Yeah, that's, again, mental illness, innit?
Mental illness.
Yeah.
Sorry, I need to backtrack here, because the girl, the one that said...
Don't ruin my fantasy, don't you
no,
dare.
No, it's not that one. The one that said my housemate used to, quote-unquote, borrow our knickers that were drying on the radiators, that was the girl.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's actually a part two, it just wasn't noted, because she had none clean. So she was wearing... It was a girl taking the knickers because she didn't have any clean ones of her own. When you've just seen the part two there.
But that's fine, no?
Would you take a pair of my knickers?
I wouldn't. It wouldn't be my gig. But, like, as long as they washed it.
But without telling, it's the not telling. It's like, oh my God, I've known clean knickers. Can I borrow a pair? Like, that I think would be okay.
Yeah, it depends. It depends on the relationship. I need
but
to know
But she's
more.
Just going around, pinching them off the rags. Like, yoink.
Yeah, like, oh.
I
need a black pair today.
Yeah. Don't have any clear ones. Maybe I should just clean mine. No, yoink, mine. Yeah. That kind of vibe. Mm. That's what she was doing.
Very interesting. Very interesting. How's my story for you? So me and my boyfriend house shared with his best mate for 3 years. He was single and really, really sound. The three of us got on fantastically. That was until he got this new bird who would let us... Who's, let's just say, wouldn't be who I would pick for him.
Okay.
As you do, she'd sleep over a lot and there was no issues with that. There was other few minor things that weren't ideal for someone who didn't actually live there or pay rent to be doing. But I did my best to suck it up and got on with it. That wasn't until a long day in the work around Christmas time. They were together around 3 months at that time. I came home to find she had moved the Christmas tree. Like, fully moved it to a different part of the house. I was livid. She didn't even live in the house, nor would she be spending Christmas in it. They're still together, but we don't live together anymore, and I can honestly say I still fully haven't forgiven her.
That's rude.
It's weird, though. Why would you... I was only... I don't know why I was thinking about this the other day, but I was like, how tough it would be if your... like, roommate or someone like that... had a shit partner, but you liked them, but they had a shit partner. Yeah. Like, I don't know why I was thinking about it. I think I was thinking about, like, when your friends have shit boyfriends. Do you know what I mean? And you're like, this is tough. Yeah. Why do you choose him? But, yeah.
That's just weird, moving a Christmas tree.
Why would you move a Christmas tree?
I'm not going to lie. Adam used to house share with his mates, and they'd be in these big, massive gaffs because they'd be down the country. So they'd be in Kells and stuff. And this was, like, in the recession, so it was really cheap rent, so they could get, like, huge houses and fit fucking millions of them in. And I would be sitting around going, oh, my God, the potential of this gaff. And I would put a few little bits in there. Now, there was no other girlfriends or anything like that. And in fairness, I was a permanent fixture. I was always there. And I was kind of like the lady. I was the lady of the house because I was fucking always there. But like, moving the Christmas tree
wouldn't be a thing.
Fuck off, mate.
Especially not with another woman in the house. Maybe if there's two lads and you'd be like, lads,
that's what I mean. The lady of the house. Yeah, you just don't
really fucks with the lady.
Yeah. Caught my housemate in her room kissing her cousin. Listen, I'm not here to judge.
No, I'm not here to judge. Oh,
yeah.
That's your cousin.
Somebody else said, do my kids count? They absolutely do. Let it out,
yeah, they let it out. Just let us know. Vent to us.
They are messy, clumsy fuckers.
Yeah, they're annoying, aren't they? Mm. Do kids count? I love that. Do kids count? Can I rinse them? Absolutely. Can I rinse my children?
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so I have one here. Is it? And let me just double check. It's not a two partner because it just starts out with it. Okay, so she wouldn't let us turn on the heat even though we paid more than her for the oil. So I was talking about the landlady there, obviously.
I hate people are weird about...
You hate Tom.
when people
you're talking about John.
When persons are weird about immersion.
Yeah.
And like I literally googled it. It costs 25 cents for a light bulb to be on overnight. I've had many arguments about a light bulb being on overnight. I understand it's probably damaging, but like, yeah, you forget. And when you forget, we don't need to have...
We don't need a slap on the arse.
We don't know.
From Tom.
No, we don't. We don't need a solicitor's letter, okay? We don't fucking need a summons, okay? We don't need that.
We don't need dirty looks for...
Yeah, we don't need for a week. We don't need that, okay? We don't need tutting. We don't need tutting.
For fucking a week.
We don't need tutting.
Yeah, exactly.
And we definitely don't need to tell anybody who will listen the next time we're in fucking a social situation, okay? Yeah. Okay. That's what we don't need from people.
We will send a thing to Tom, like,
yeah, exactly. CCing you.
CCing, please go to 46 minutes and take on board.
I just wanted you to have a listen. Yeah. I think you could learn something. Lived in student accommodation in the first year of college. There was 4 bedrooms in the apartment and didn't know anyone else moving into the apartment and thought that this was perfect in case any of us had a falling out. I wouldn't see any of them after the college year. Ended up knowing one of the people and she was in the year ahead of me in school. Out of the other 3 I lived with, I only got on with one him. He's from the country and didn't leave his room, only to go to college. Would only see him in the morning when both leaving for class, so had no reason not to like him. The other two were something else. Came home late from the library on one night, went straight into the kitchen to make a cup of tea before bed, and there was one housemate with her friend snorting God knows what off the table. One of them was even using one of my textbooks. Housemate said she did it regularly in her room. I rang the landlord the next day and said it to her. It felt like such a rat, but I was studying childcare at the time, and if she ever got caught, it might have fucked things up for my career as well. The other housemate was a complete slob then, as she was manky. We had electric showers in our apartment and mine broke, so I asked her if I could use her shower in her room. She was grand with it. The state of it: dried in makeup in the sink, used tampons next to the bin. She left the kitchen and common areas in a mess. At Christmas, we were all going home for the holidays, so I scrubbed the place down so it'd be fresh when we came back up. I came back up on Stephen's Day to do shopping and went to the apartment to have my lunch there. There was pots and pans on the hob with mould on them. This housemate didn't go home till after me, and the others left, so it was obviously her who left them. I lost the rag with her then. She barely spoke to me for the rest of the college year. I'm sure I wasn't a perfect housemate either, but at least I wasn't snorting anything and leaving mouldy pots and pans around.
That's just irritating, though.
I wouldn't care about the drugs.
No, but it's not, I mean the uncleanliness of
it. No, like the uncleanliness I would care about. I wouldn't care about the drugs.
Especially when it's a communal area. No, I wouldn't, yeah, I don't think I'd have been that anal. I wouldn't have been, and I'm not judging you, I can see where you're coming from, but I probably wouldn't have rang the landlord. But then again, I don't know what implications that would have on a career if I was trying to go into childcare.
Yeah, again, like I'm not in the position, I don't think I'd rat, but I don't know because I'm not in that position.
Yeah.
Do you know?
She probably had to.
Yeah.
If you're a mandated person, I think you do.
Well,
it depends on, but it depends on
demand what
them. You no, it depends them. On what the girl who was snorting the drugs, what she was studying. If she was studying childcare, she would need to be reported.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Didn't
and,
know that.
But if you're studying childcare, you're a mandated person and you do need to report. I'd say the two of them are probably studying childcare, to be honest.
We've that's done the detective why. Work. We've got an answer. We've come to a conclusion.
That's what I'm presuming. Came home and roommate had bought a rabbit. We lived in a 3rd flat apartment. I moved out. I'm gonna
challenge that.
I have had rabbits and they are smelly bastards.
But they stink.
I don't really blame you.
Mr. Bigglesworth, he stank. God bless him.
Alfie and Lily. It's like, it's the ammonia in their wee. It's like when they're in their cage and you go to clean that out. Fuck me. And I did it every like 4 days.
Would you get them again?
No. I was only thinking about Lily the other day. We had 2 little lop-eared rabbits.
Throwback.
And she was so, like, the way that they, like, their living quarters, you know, the way they live in hay and sawdust and all that sort of stuff. I don't know whether she had like diarrhea, but there was like a build up on her, and you'd have to, and they say not to wash rabbits because they're self-cleaning, but I had to soak her at least once every 2 weeks because she'd have a build up stuck on her fur and her little bits, and I was like, oh my god, this isn't fucking worth it. She's a scruffy bastard. Alfie was fine, but like,
Lily.
It's the little pellets of poo, it's the stomping on the ground, it's the constant drinking, it's the nocturnal nature of them, and the smell of the ammonia. Would not recommend.
Wouldn't go again.
Very cute.
Very huge.
Not social at all.
No, no. Hate people.
They hate people.
Hate people.
Just as a warning.
As a warning, I got one.
If you're
one,
trying to get a practice pet for your child, I wouldn't.
No, that's what my parents did. They were like, oh, we'll get her a rabbit, Mr. Wigglesworth. And no. It hated me. No. And then Snoopy ate it. I mean, like, it was an awful turn of events for
just
he didn't have a good life.
Go straight for the dog.
Just hates people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Go straight for the dog.
Yeah. I've never had roommates or housemates, but my younger 21-year-old brother moved out of home last summer and moved in with a fairly new friend of his, but I'd known him for years and he was really nice. About 2 months in to moving out, my brother became very down and depressed and not himself. He was also out driving to our parents' house in the middle of the night to stay, and he'd be really upset, but he just wouldn't talk about it. Turns out something that had a part to play in his mood and off behaviour was the roommate. My brother had started seeing a girl around the time he had moved in, and my brother's roommate was riding her behind his back. He found out when he woke up one night and they were at it in the room next door.
Oh God, that's fucking horrible.
He was being horrible to him for the 2 to 3 months, and the times he was driving to my parents' house was because he was fighting with the roommate. Sad face.
Oh no.
Oh, that's horrible. You don't think it, like, because that's, I often think of, like, because I've a lot of friends who have had roommates, you know, and like some of them, I'm like, the mental torture of that, of the mind games.
Yeah.
It would play on your mind. It would really piss you off, especially in your domain.
Mm-hmm.
And especially as you get older. But like, oh.
Somebody's little brother, like, as well. Just kind
of. That's what I know. I know. You're like, leave him alone.
Leave him alone.
I'm having sex right beside him. So nice.
New housemate fucking stinks. Haven't seen him or used a shower yet. 1 week in. Oh fuck, this is fairly new. I'm so sorry. R.I.P. hon, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I lived with a Greek couple that fed me well, but heard them ride all.
I wouldn't care all, if the food was good.
It just says all and all night, so I presume 24 hours a day.
Nice.
They're passionate people.
I'd accept the food. I'd be like, do you know what? TV goes on a little later.
We'll say another thing. They're mad for the rabbit. Cuisine. The Greeks.
Yeah.
Mm. They eat rabbit.
Oh, well. We'll find your rabbits at home.
Little follow on.
Little part two.
I remember getting, it was like a rabbit store fry, and I was like, oh, I don't want to eat this.
Did you eat it?
Yeah, because my landlord over there.
I would not put you down for eating a rabbit stir fry.
No, I didn't. Well, no, this is before I had rabbits, and I did feel terrible. And I have a picture on Facebook somewhere of like the rabbit hung in the deli in the Eurospare. And me landlord Hercules, it was his wife, and she was just like, oh no, it's really nice, it tastes like chicken. And then she made it for us, so we couldn't really say no. So we were like, oh, thanks Chris, thanks for that. And she made it for us, and I get it, and it did, in fairness, taste like chicken.
You surprised me.
And I was hungover and I was starving.
Because you are the kind of person that thinks ketchup is a spicy food. So I am shocked that you ate.
There was a lot of rice in the dish as well.
Oh, really? Yeah, we're just kind of like, I'm just going to pick around the rice.
But you know when somebody's sitting there and they've made something for you specifically because you had this big conversation about it. I was like, oh no, I don't think I'd ever eat a rabbit. And then they're trying to convince you to eat it. And then you're like, no. And then they go and make it for you. And then they sit there staring at you. Until you eat it.
Until you eat the fucking thing. And you're like, that was my...
Yeah.
First time I met Tom's dad, he cooked ferret.
Oh.
He's a veg.
Whoa.
So he went out of his way.
Ferret is vermin, is it?
Cook ferret.
Is ferret vermin?
I don't know. I don't want to know, Jen.
Okay.
And it was... Oh my God, it was the worst.
Oh God.
And it was very fancily done.
Okay.
You know? And... It was...
I would never think of cooking a ferret.
Why would you be like, I'm going to meet my son's girlfriend. I think I'll cook her ferret.
Even though I'm a veggie.
Even though I'm a veggie and I don't prepare meat.
That's what meat eaters
I don't
eat.
meat eaters. Oh, they love ferrets.
Just go and grab a skunk.
Oh, they love that. They love that. Do you know? I never really understood
that.
So
random. Fucking hell.
I must ask them. I must actually say to him, Dave, what?
Yeah, comfortable enough now. Like,
yeah. What was that? No, I don't think we were comfortable enough now. I think I'd be confident enough now to be like, can I just ask?
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
You've set balls on you now. Okay, part one. Housemate's wife smoked weed for 2 months straight and developed psychosis. Went missing on campus, found on a wall, sectioned in a mental hospital for 5 months.
Oh no.
That's horrible. That's not good.
That's not good at all.
Housemate's boyfriend. Jesus,
that's rough, isn't it? Because then you're trying to take her through it too.
Yeah.
That's tough.
And then I have another one here because I think we're going to go to our unpopular opinion of the week and continue this on Patreon. But the last one that I have in the box for this episode is don't live with a couple.
I don't feel that way.
Right.
I don't think that way.
I can't speak on behalf of that person, but they obviously have experience and just...
Have you tried all couples?
Maybe search swingers.com. Might get a bit of enjoyment.
You might like it.
It's an experience. Carla, have you got an unpopular opinion for us this week?
Did I say this one already?
I don't know. I need to put the jingle in first. You have one though, do you?
I do, yeah.
All right, let's go to the jingle first.
Fan accounts.
Oh,
like
God.
They are. I'll never, ever, ever. I'm sorry if you're a person who likes them or does them. I don't understand them. I find them like gut wrenchingly cringe.
I have one.
What?
Yeah. Now I will.
Did
say,
you make it?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I will say, and I don't know if any of our peers listen to this, like as in people who are on Instagram, they might know this fella, but I think he might have had a bit of a...
Intellectual dismissal?
No, he had a bit of a hiccup in that he was a huge fan of certain people, and he always went to like the audience of Dancing with the Stars, and he always went to the set of Fair City, and he always got like selfies, and he kind of did send me loads of DMs, and he was like, will you please follow my account, this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I followed him back. I was like, oh, that's fine, you know what I mean? But then like it got a bit ropey in that he started tagging people. He was obviously sending people loads of messages, and he was being ignored because he was a bit of a pest.
Okay.
And that's like, it's terrible to say, but there are a lot of people like that.
Oh, there is, yeah. Oh, we are aware.
I.e. the manipulator we spoke of earlier on both of us, but they were obviously ignoring him, but he put up a post tagging a load of people who had obviously ignored him.
Oh shit, and outed them.
Outed them for being fucking arseholes and pricks, and then they all blocked him. Then he went off, and then he came back and said he had been hacked. But nobody was really following him back. So what he did was, he set up a fan account so I couldn't really say no. That kind of thing. There's only, like, there's one photo on it. Like, he purposely did it for me to follow him back. Like, so I feel like there's probably a bigger story behind some fan. Now, some people are just obsessed, like, with the people that they're making the fan account for, but they're a bit more sinister, I think, than from my own experience.
Yeah, I think, oh, look, there's... It's like, you know when you click on, it's like, Kylie liked X2. Chloe liked X10. Kim liked X15. And it's like a fucking Kardashian Jenner fan account, you know, in that kind of way. And you're like, oh, God. You're just a little bit too into the social media gig, aren't you?
Yeah.
But then that's what it's more like, I personally don't understand them.
I feel like these people need help, but that's an unpopular opinion as well.
And I think there's like a tweet that's going around, and I think it might have been taken. I think it was a screenshot from a BTS.
Okay. Behind the scenes, if you don't know what that means.
No, the band.
Oh.
You fucking freak.
I thought you were meaning behind the scenes.
No, you know the K-pop band. You know the fucking huge one. There's like 100 of them, and they're
all, and they get in on every hashtag going on Twitter.
But they're so good.
All right, I need to listen to them. Like, anytime.
Just watch their video. Their videos, like, so me and Tom, like, we're not into K-pop, but I really appreciate how much effort they put into. Like, they're so choreographed.
Yeah, I have heard of them.
They're so good. Mm-hmm. You're like, wow, this is fucking
I can appreciate it.
It's not my music, but I'm like, I can really appreciate the fact that this fucking video is really like stylized and done well.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one being like, hey guys, sorry I have been active on this for a while. I went through like a really bad bout of depression, but I'm out the other side now, and I've kind of realized I don't really like BTS that much anymore.
But as well, also I feel like I want to go back on what I said about these people need help. There's a lot of kids that set up.
Yeah.
It's probably to get the attention of the person that they're doing the fan account for.
Yeah, and that's what is scary to me. I'm like, oh God, social media has so many fucking issues with it.
Mm.
Then young kids thinking that a validation is in a celebrity's like, or, do you know, trying to get attention. Like, when we were younger, what was wrong with celebs being absolutely unattainable freaks?
What was the story with, like, the Stan fucking letters? I wrote the address.
Yeah.
Perfect. Like, yeah. The actual fan mail.
Yeah. There you go.
Have you got a stamper of the week?
I will find one, yeah.
Kyla's stamper of the week.
So this one, you know, this way Spotify now makes you all these playlists and you're like, thank you, Spotify. I'm too lazy to do this. So
it's, yeah.
I appreciate you. So I went into my 2020 top songs because I was like, what was I listening to?
During pandemic.
But it's, lockdown. You know that in 6 months time, 2020 will have been 2 years ago.
Stop that.
Isn't that like, I hate it, Jen. I hate it.
Well, the end of 2020. It's only a year away. Like a year back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The start of 2020.
Yeah.
Don't be so fucking dramatic, Karen. You're just scaring the shit out of me. Anyway, what's your stamper of the week?
Anyway, stamper of the week. So I went into my little thing and I was like, oh my God, I forgot about all these songs that I really... And they kind of bring you back to a place, don't they?
Mm.
But this one's called Alaska and it's by a girl called Maggie Rogers.
Okay.
And it's cool and it's cool. But she's just delightful.
Okay.
And she kind of was, she got her big kind of like finding, she was very big in her music school. I can't remember what it's called. And I think it was in New York, you know, like music schools over there. But Pharrell came in to do a class.
Oh.
And I don't know how he ended up like listening to her music, but he was like, I have like there's no improvements there. Like there's literally no improvements. Like there's nothing that I could pick out of.
You're a star. Like, you're American.
But he like
you're 22.
You can see you're amazing.
You did a Louis Walsh on it.
But you can see how they've recorded it. It's on like YouTube, and he's like sitting with her, like listening to that song Alaska, and it's a great song. But you can see how nervous she is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like I think he went in to be like, oh, change this. Do you know? Like he was kind of going doing a talk or doing whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's very. You know, it's very fucking prestige music skill kind of thing. But she's very good. Oh, and I really like her music. And that song in particular, Alaska, is nice. It just brings me to a little place.
You like it. Can I get in on this?
Yeah. Of course you can. We can do Carla and Jen Stamper of the Week.
Well, no, I just want to give this a little shout out. And I'll put this again.
Oh, yeah.
So, Carla is... If you're on a handheld device and you're looking at the description, you can just tap... The name Carla's Stomper of the Week and it'll bring you to the Spotify playlist. But I also have a playlist and it's called Feeling Bleeding Rapid.
Yeah.
And I have added to that recently. And I just feel like if you want to feel bleeding rapid, you should follow the playlist because it's a bleeding good one. And like you said, you know, when you get to the bottom of a playlist, Spotify automatically generates the vibe. The
nice view, yeah, I love that.
The vibe that you're on, you know, and it's bringing up some stompers, and I've added them into it now, so I'm really proud of my playlist.
Oh, you're really on it.
And it's called Feeling Bleeding Rapid, and you'll feel bleeding rapid.
You'll be loving
after listening to it.
Loving it so much.
So we're going to continue this conversation about roommates because we've had such a reaction on Patreon. We don't often do this, but we'll have to do it this week just to nip it in the bud. If you are a Patreon, head on over for part two. It will be maybe wait for tomorrow if you're listening on Sunday because it'll be out till Monday. So it will be out, part two will be out tomorrow if you're listening to this on Sunday, and if you're listening to this on Wednesday you can binge. So we will chat to you next week. Thanks so much for listening, thanks so much for supporting, and
God bless.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.